Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world. There is none other. Without him, there is no knowledge of the one true God. All other gods and religions are false and lead to eternal damnation. There is no access to the Father except through his incarnate Son, who was sent to live a perfectly obedient life in our place, to suffer and die for our guilt and sins, and to rise again that we might be justified and at peace with God. Jesus Christ has overcome sin, death, and Satan, and all the consequences of the fallenness of ourselves and of this world. You've heard this before. This is the fundamental truth of the gospel. And with these words of eternal life, there can be no compromise. Monotheism cannot, nor should it be, equated with knowledge of the one true God. Natural knowledge that there is a God can never reveal the one true God. In fact, knowledge of the scriptures themselves does not necessarily bring eternal life. Jesus said to the Jews who opposed him, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But these are they which testify of me." Knowledge of the scriptures without Christ delivers no one from eternal damnation. Jesus taught his disciples these truths. And it is with these truths that Jesus apostled, sent his disciples out as sheep among wolves to be persecuted, ridiculed, betrayed, hated, even put to death, as they were betrayed by even the closest of relatives and friends. They were brought before, dragged before governors and kings. But all this happened so that they might continue to bear witness to this truth. With this candid and truthful picture of the future, Jesus sent them out. And they went. After the day of Pentecost, the disciples scattered throughout the whole world. For the rest of their days, they gave public testimony to the truth that was in them, the truth that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation, the only access to God the Father, the only Savior of the world. They went even after they witnessed what Jesus had said would happen to them in the future, even after they witnessed Jesus experiencing all of this evil. They went because the disciple is not above the teacher, nor the servant above the master. They went because they were empowered by the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Paraclete, whom Jesus had promised would come from his Father. They went. And because they went, in the face of all of this evil and persecution and danger, because they went, you and I have the same truth of the gospel today. And today nothing has truly changed. To say the things that I've said here this morning in this secure place among fellow believers and friends is easy. But to proclaim the truth of the gospel in the public arena, and you will be ridiculed, you will be scorned, you will be disdained, you will be scoffed at, you will be accused of being unloving and narrow-minded. But if we are faithful to our calling, confessing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we will be like sheep attacked by the wolves of political correctness. Men who would remove Christ from his throne as King of Kings and Lord of Lords and make him a king among kings or a lord among lords. We face danger. We face persecution for Christ's sake, for the gospel's sake. And the reassurance that Jesus gave his apostles as he sent them out applies to his people today, and especially to his pastors. He will be with them. His Spirit will give them understanding and even put the words in their mouths as they need them. The same Spirit who was outpoured on Pentecost Day has been poured out into our hearts through the waters of baptism. We too have received that power from on high, and all of the gifts that the Spirit delivers, which Christ has earned for us and so graciously continues to bestow upon us. May we, empowered by the Holy Spirit, boldly, courageously, unabashedly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, for he has called us to be his own, to live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness and innocence and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead. He lives and reigns to all eternity. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.